Alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor and to proclaim liberty to captives.
Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went out along the sea, and the crowd came to him, and he taught them. As he passed by, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the customs post. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed Jesus. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners sat with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. Some of the scribes, who were Pharisees, saw that Jesus was eating with sinners and tax collectors, and said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus heard this and said to them, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. We hear today the call of Saul and the call of Levi, also known and called Matthew in Matthew's Gospel. But Jesus calls us to follow him, to be transformed by him, and he calls us not because we are perfect, not because we've got things figured out, but because we are on a journey of being healed, of allowing God's word to bring hope to our lives, of his love to transform our hearts, of coming together in faith to know the gift of life that God has saved and given to us, and the life that he calls us to share. And so today, as we listen to these scriptures and as we open our hearts in prayer, we pray not as a reward for what we've done good, but rather we open our hearts that Christ might heal us, might bring his love and his peace, his joy to our hearts, and help us that we too might follow him.